Proclamation number 2246, dated the February 28, 1942. Catastrophe. The approaching bad weather catastrophe is of crucial importance for all people insofar as that it will also change world events, and that people will then be facing other responsibilities and happenings whose effects are no less difficult and distressing. The survivors will have to go through worrying times at first, for they won't know if and when this natural disaster will repeat itself. Also, many people won't know the whereabouts of their loved ones, many will stay behind all alone and forsaken, and sorrow and grief will be everywhere. There will hardly be a house without unhappy people, and in the country where God's voice has spoken there will be no town without ruins. And then love will have to prove itself, and one will have to help bear the suffering of the other if people want to live a life which is at least endurable and not despair altogether. The suffering on earth has taken on different shapes, but people cannot be entirely alleviated of it as long as they haven't converted to God and tried to fulfill their spiritual task. And this is why even those who so far have remained untouched by world events will have to be affected. And thus the world conflagration will be followed by an incredibly difficult time which is felt wherever heartlessness is prevalent. People cannot imagine that a natural disaster of this magnitude is about to happen on Earth, and at first its extent will not be recognized either, for it will take a long time before the news of it will have traveled around the world, and this uncertainty worsens the suffering and worry, since all outside contact will have been cut off and will be difficult to re-establish. And the ruling authority will put pressure on people and bring them in to carry out work which will almost go beyond their strength, and they will be unable to defend themselves and live a wretched life without any prospect of improvement. And yet, such suffering is necessary if people are to be led to their real purpose, that is, to establish contact with God and to appeal to Him for advice and help. And then the Word of God shall be made accessible to them, then they shall be informed of God's activity, of His will and His divine teaching of love, then they shall be referred to life after death, to the transience of all worldly things, to the meaning and purpose of earthly life and their task, which consists of shaping their souls and of living a way of life on earth which corresponds to God's will. The hour will soon arrive when God will speak to humanity such that it will turn the whole world into turmoil. For one night will bring unspeakable misery to those people whose countries will be affected by this disaster, and the dawning day will be dreadful, for it will present the survivors with a sight of devastation which exceeds all fears and all imagination. Yet God's will is irrevocable, for He knows that human thinking needs to be shaken up. He knows the soul's adversity, and in order to help them in their adversity everything will come to pass as it has been predestined since eternity. Amen.